Dictation for Patrick Duffy, D-U-F-F-Y, March 29, 55. Address as a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, consultation for Mr. Duffy, hypertension, low potassium. He mentioned family history of low potassium on mother and one sibling, a sister, three other sisters and three brothers, no problems of this. Patient has three kids, two sons and one daughter, also not affected. You have recently stopped the HCTC and placed him on spironolactone. Blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 130s over 70s. He has obesity, says to be doing tansol restriction. Mobility is restricted from obesity and back pain for what he was taking meloxicam, anti-inflammatory agents, meloxicam. He goes to the chiropractor. There is some radiation to the left-sided question sciatic. Denies change of weight or appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without cloudiness or blood or foaminess, no major edema or claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. He has enlargement of the prostate. Flowmax was herping, however, developed erectile dysfunction, improved by being off the Flowmax. Follows with urology. PSA was above 5. Apparently, a cystoscopy was done. I'm not sure about biopsies, but workup is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, obesity, hypertension, low potassium, which is not new, elevated cholesterol on treatment, enlargement of the prostate, and erectile dysfunction, denies diabetes, does have arthritis, knees, back, question sciatic, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies heart problems, no angina, heart attack, no stroke or seizures, no liver disease, kidney stones, infection in the urine blood protein, no liver abnormalities. Next paragraph, no smoking, present or past, does drink alcohol. Next paragraph, surgery, tonsils, adenoids, EGDs, colonoscopies, and cystoscopy, all that negative. Family history, low potassium as indicated above, side effects to penicillin and these things. Next paragraph, present medication, Norvasc, low sartan, spironolactone, potassium, Pravacol, Zetia, Cialis, a number of vitamins, and medication still shows the meloxicam, he says only one every week or one every 2 weeks. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, weight 212, 67 inches tall, blood pressure 140 over 82, symmetrical pulses, radial, brachial, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, normal eyes, mucosal, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, JBD, lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, abdomen overweight, no liver or spleen palpable, ascites or masses or bruise, no edema or neurological deficit. He walks apparently 2 miles, at least 3-4 days a week without associated symptoms. Next paragraph. Back in August 2022, potassium low at 3.3. September last year, 3.9. May this year, 3.8. At that time, a urine potassium was done. It has no value when potassium is back to normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension. Question related to obesity. I cannot tell if he has secondary hyperaldosteronism. Present potassium is back to normal when changed from HCTC to aldactone. He is tolerating full dose of losartan among other blood pressure medications. A lot to do with this is his body size. We discussed the importance of salt restriction, as much physical activity considering his back pain and arthritis of the knees, trying to minimize or stop altogether anti-inflammatory agents, including meloxicam. I have no information if kidneys are working normal. I have no information for other acid-base electrolyte abnormalities, awaiting new blood tests. Urine potassium needs to be assessed in light of serum low potassium. In that case, if potassium in the urine corrected for excretion of creatinine is high, that will be inappropriate. The value of potassium in the urine, when potassium is back to normal, it has no meaning, as it represents the normal excretion of potassium like anybody else, according to diet. He needs to monitor also blood pressure at home. When I checked myself, it was 124 over 80 on the right and 126 over 80 on the left. Further workup will be addressed based on recurrence of low potassium. He mentioned some family history of this on mother and sister, none of the kids affected. Again, we will do more depending on progression or symptoms, awaiting new blood tests. Apparently, will be done on the next month or two. End of dictation.